wait for Assumption in Wisconsin. I go,
yeah.
And usually a smile, oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, it's been, that was a little while ago.
But you got some old fans or some folks that remember you.
Well, which is always good. It's great to be back in the community. It grew up and gave me a lot of great values and lessons and education, and it's time to give back and see if we can, based on some of the things I've done since I was gone, help educate the Central Wisconsin investors.
Okay, and that's what this whole program is about. And, Peter, the number on the phone is 422-0700. Is that the number you like folks to call for?
That's the Buena Vista number.
That's right. Okay, so, well, and I'll repeat that number. So if you ever want to talk personally to Peter and his staff over there, you can do so. But let's first introduce you. Okay, we talked about people remembering you. What you've been doing since then, you've got quite the experience when it comes to matters financial.
Yeah, I have. Fortunately for me, when I got down to the University of Wisconsin, I figured out in a hurry I probably wasn't going to go to the MBA. So, you know, the stereotype was about those jocks and not going to school and getting over. But I actually went to class. I had my undergrad in accounting and finance, and then went on to get my master's in finance. So educationally, I had two of the stronger backgrounds that you can have in trying to decipher the investing and risk and reward and things like that.
Where did you get your master's from, sir?
University of Wisconsin.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was very fortunate because, obviously, when I was playing basketball, I was in scholarship, and I decided to be a graduate assistant, and they took care of my master's. And so I fortunately didn't have the kind of debt that students coming out of college have now.
Okay. Well, hey, you made use of your opportunity. And that's what we want to talk about. So, and then after graduation, you've had quite the career in the investment field.
I've been in a lot of different facets of the investment world. I started at Merrill Lynch, worked there 21 years. My major responsibility was managing, getting clients, and then managing their portfolio. At one point, my team of people, we managed up to $350 million in assets. Fortunately for me, having started in August of 1981, was kind of the bottom and the beginning of what might be one of the greatest rallies, bull markets in the history, from 1982 through 1999.
Wow.
The S&P 500 went up on average 18% a year. So 18% a year for 17 years created a great deal of wealth. And from that, I learned on October 19th of 1987, I'm sure some of our listeners who have been paying attention for a long time will remember that the market went down 22.5% in one day.
Yeah.
And at that particular point in time, I realized that having a job related totally to the stock market and having my deferred comp and my pension in the stock market maybe wasn't the best thing to have everything in one basket. And so from that date on, I started to get involved in a lot of different things, whether it was real estate deals or private equity. For a long time, I helped raise money and put investors in some of these particular deals. So I like to think that I not only have expertise in investing in financial assets, but have a lot of experience in real estate. Was fortunate enough to be on the ground floor of the Great Wolf Water Park Hotel, which we took public, and in some deals now in water purification and animal protein and enhancement and things. So,
some cutting edge stuff.
Yeah, I think that when you do those type of things, obviously you've got to kind of have a feel for where's the need and what's the usage. And clean water is, as we like to say, in the wars of the next 20 years could be fought over water.
They say that's the new oil.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. So, you know, so I've been very fortunate. Came back to this community, and my two partners reached out to me and asked me if I'd like to go come back into the business and help manage money. And I was very excited for the opportunity. It's a great place to be back, but I was trying to find my niche and obviously have at Buena Vista.
Okay. Now, if you want to give the names of your two partners who are involved with this enterprise, and then tell us about Buena Vista, the local company, and you have a very unique philosophy compared to others in the investment world.
Well, in April of this year will be the 9th anniversary of the founding of Buena Vista. Buena Vista was founded by John Moffitt and Joel Sullivan. John came into this community and worked as and really started to develop the Wood Trust trust department and things. And then Joel worked for Ameriprise, which in that day was IDS. I think what separates us from a lot of different financial advisors is that we aren't compensated by commissions. And having worked at Merrill Lynch, commissions was pretty much how you ended up getting a paycheck at the end of the month. And so you made money when you bought stocks for people. You made money when you sold stocks for people. We're a registered investment advisors, which basically, in that title, it prohibits us from making commissions or getting paid on commissions. We are paid on assets under management. So that means our interest are really aligned with the investor's interest. If we make the investor's money, we make more money because it's a flat fee, flat percentage. Sorry. If the market goes down, like occasionally it does, i.e. last summer, we get compensated less. So our only incentive is to make our clients more money, and I think that differentiates from a lot of different people. Like if someone's selling you an annuity, they may get 5 or 6% commission. So, you know, you always go, is it the proper investment for the client, or does it be the proper investment for the financial advisor?
And because of the arrangement you folks have, you also have additional tools. You're not told you can only use this. You can use a whole number of different things to get the information that your investors need to know in making their decisions.
Yeah, I think that's a very important point, in that when you're with a big brokerage house, Morgan Stanley, a Merrill Lynch, a Raymond James, you're pretty much limited to what the research departments of those big houses give you. So if there's a particular company that you're interested in and would like to invest in, and it's not covered in research by your particular firm, you were prohibited to invest in it. You know, and likewise at those particular firms, if they had a package product idea, for instance, at Merrill Lynch, they would want you to sell new mutual funds or new closed-end funds to take advantage of, you know, what was hot in the market. I think my classic story of that is that Merrill Lynch came out with a internet fund.
Okay.
And for those historians of the market, that fund debuted in March of 2000. And if you remember March of 2000, that was the beginning of the crash, and the internet stocks, basically a lot of those stocks in the next 2 years disappeared and things. So getting back to your point, one of the great advantages I've seen from working at Buena Vista is that, first of all, we have access to almost everyone's research. We get Merrill Lynch's research, we get Morgan Stanley's research, we get Goldman Sachs's research, we get seven or eight different sources, which gives us a wide span of insights into a great deal of different companies, which I think is always important because, being here in Wisconsin Rapids, we don't necessarily visit all the companies that we invest in. So we need someone who's been there, done that, been up close, asked the right questions, laid out their investment thesis, and then to be able to confirm that thesis or to read other research that says, no, that's not the way we see it, to come to a conclusion on our side. Because, you know, investment is about information. You know, the better your information, the better your results. And so having only one source means you basically are at the you are relying just on one person's opinion.
And they have their biases.
Correct. And, you know, at the sometimes you don't know what that means in terms of, you know, one of the things that I think motivates a lot of people is money, which isn't necessarily a huge insight into anything. But, you know, the analysts sometimes are not only, and this is where in the 2000s, Elliot Spitzer got a little upset with brokerage houses because the analyst also is tied into the investment banking side. So if a company is coming public and there's huge fees involved in that, you know, the quid pro quo is that they write good buy recommendations on that particular stock. And if you recall, in the early 2000s, Merrill Lynch got put into the ringer because our internet guy was putting on buy recommendations and in the background saying, boy, I wouldn't buy this thing if it was the only stock to buy. So, you know, we get around that because we've got several sources we can cross-check and then come to our conclusions.
Okay. We're going to take our one break of this half hour, and then we're going to talk about an interesting topic. Peter, a lot of folks, especially as they might be getting closer to retirement, or maybe they are retired, they're concerned about all these fluctuations, wild fluctuations in the market, and they're wondering where to put their money. And I guess the first topic that we want to talk about is something you call fixed income investments. And so we'll take our quick break, and then you're going to educate us.
I'm going to try.
Okay. You're listening to Financial Insights from Buena Vista Investment Management. Back with more right after this.
We all know to dial 911 to reach law enforcement and protective services. And now community information and referral can be reached with an easy-to-remember three-digit telephone number. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Who provides respite services in the community? They know. Where can you find your child a tutor or mentor? They know. Find the answers to these questions and more by dialing 211, the place to get connected and to get answers. Dial 211.
Listen to Marquette Golden Eagles basketball all season long here on AM 1320 WFHR. Our next broadcast is tomorrow morning. That's right, breakfast with the Golden Eagles when Marquette travels to Pennsylvania to take on the Villanova Wildcats. Now listen at 11 tomorrow morning for the tip-off. Marquette basketball is brought to you by Hardwood Heating and Refrigeration.
Here's your forecast from the Weather Eye Weather Center. For this afternoon, we're going to be seeing increasing clouds with a slight chance of some snow showers developing late in the day. Southwest winds at 10 to 20 as our highs will reach into the middle 30s. For tonight, we'll see a better chance of snow with 1 to 2 inches possible, mostly cloudy with breezy west winds. Lows will be in the mid-teens. And then for Saturday, we'll see a slight chance of some flurries. The skies will be partly sunny, and our highs will reach into the middle 20s. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro.
Sunny and 25 at AM 1320. Welcome back to Financial Insights from Buena Vista Investment Management. Pete Bright is in the studio, and he is going to be our economics professor during our program. And if you do have a question for Pete about the topic at hand, the number to call is 715-424-2600, pound 1320 on your U.S. cellular phone. And we want to remind you that if you want to contact Buena Vista Investment Management, their number is 715-422-0700, 422-0700. Okay, we hear the term fixed income investments, and people are, you know, the stock market's up 200 points one day and is down, and people are, if at a certain stage in their investment life, they're thinking, I got to get into something a little more stable. And so take it from there, sir.
All right. In the financial world, you're predominantly, there's two avenues to go down. You can be an owner, which means you own stock. You participate in the company and the growth of the company, or you can be a lender. You lend your money to the company for their use, and you get a promise back to get your principal at a certain point in time, and you get whatever the interest rate is. Well, conventional wisdom is that as you retire and you get into that part of your life where your assets, your Social Security, your pension provides your way of meeting your budget, paying your bills and things, that more of your investments should be guaranteed or fixed or something where you're not taking a great deal of chance with it. Because especially now, as the medical world continues to enhance and people are living older, you know, if you retire at 60, there's a good chance you still have 50% of your life left. 90 is not unusual to live to and things. So I wanted to talk a little bit about fixed income today, because in lieu of what started happening in 2008 with the Federal Reserve dropping short-term rates to basically 0%, I don't think anyone has suffered more than the fixed income investor, the guys who invested according to the book. And you know, just I often talk about this simple example whereby if a gentleman, you know, if a couple gentlemen, you know, lady, whoever was invested in CDs, mm-hmm. and let's say they had $500,000 in CDs, just so I can do the math in my head, in 2007, you probably could get about 5% as an average return. Well, 5% generated $25,000. Now, you may not be able to get 1% depending on your maturity, and consequently you're looking like maybe 1500 to 2500, and so all of a sudden $22,000-$23,000 of income that you were using to supplement or pay your bills or supplement your income or what have you has disappeared, which has put those particular people in a pretty interesting and situation of what to do. And so the traditional CDs and government bonds would appear in lieu of Wednesday's announcement by the Federal Reserve. And for those of you that weren't aware of that, is that Bernanke has now said that they will give 3-year forecast or predictions of where they believe they were going to take interest rates. Prior to this announcement, it was thought that they were going to keep rates basically at the same levels through 2008, 2013. Well, on Wednesday, he announced that he believes it'll be late into 2014 before interest rates go higher. And so what basically that's saying is that short-term instruments, 1-, 2-, 3-year CDs, 1-, 2-, 3-year treasuries, aren't moving anywhere. And so you're going to get these relatively bad yields. I mean, you know, when I was a young boy a long, long time ago, the rate in a bank was 0.75% is what you got on your savings before a lot of things changed. Well, in a lot of investments now, you're not even getting 0.75%. And so what's a person to do? And I think that's where, you know, you have to maybe think a little outside the box in terms of what your choice are in fixed income.
Which is why, folks, you need to talk to the folks at Buena Vista Investment Management. Their number is 715-422-0700. Thinking outside the box, then, what are the options? Let's use that same hypothetical amount of cash that you talked about, and what are the options now for a person facing that situation?
Well, let's start with similar type instruments to CDs and government bonds, and that would be corporate bonds.
Okay.
Corporate bonds are backed by the assets balance sheet of corporations, and you can buy them in a variety of maturities, 6 months. Well, commercial paper can be as little as 10 or 15 days out to, you know, there's been, with these low rates, there have been people issuing 100-year bonds, which I find interesting, but I guess insurance companies and people who need that buy those. But, you know, those particular bonds yield more than governments, all right? In the summer of 2011, when the stock market was going down and we had the concerns about what was going on in Europe, we could buy 1-year, 2-year, 3-year bonds, investment grade, because the bonds are rated by an independent agency in terms of the quality and the likelihood of repayment. But there was many investment bonds paying 4, 5, 6%. And you didn't have to go out much beyond 3 years to do it. So those bonds now are more yielding in the 3-4% range. But again, if you look at the 5-year Treasury yielding 0.7%, 2, 3, 4% is a big multiple of what you get in government bonds and CDs. It's probably 2 to 3 times as much. I like to do for clients is to do what's known as a ladder, because you just don't know what's going to have in interest rates. So you put so much in a 1-year maturity, so much in a 2-year maturity, and so much in a 3-year maturity.
Okay.
I think now what's going on with rates, that going much beyond 3 or 4 years in a portfolio, you would think that at some point here, interest rates will start going back up. And you want items coming due from your portfolio that you can reinvest at hopefully higher rates so that you generate more income. And that's the big advantage of doing what's known as ladder investing in individual corporate bonds.
And then because of the resources Buena Vista Investment Management has, you can look at all the different tools available to you to find the best vehicles for that.
Yeah, we have daily, we do bond screens to find out what's the best issues in the particular years that we're looking for. From there, two other things that if we have time.
And we do. We got time, sir.
Good. Two other things just to bring to people's attention. There's something called bond funds. And bond funds, you buy into a portfolio of bonds. And that portfolio then pays you on a monthly basis. Right now, we're buying a lot of bond funds who the bonds that they're buying, again, are in a shorter term, maybe have 3 years of average maturity or 4 years. But those particular instruments are paying 3.5% to 5%. And again, the monthly income comes in nice, and the risk of rates going higher is somewhat mitigated because the bonds inside that portfolio will be coming due in the course of the next 2 or 3 years, and as they come due, they'll buy other bonds and stuff. So that particular area I find is quite interesting. And the last area for a portion of individuals' portfolio is that there's something known as preferred stocks, which is kind of a hybrid between common stocks and bonds. And right now, there are many preferred stocks that are yielding 6 or 7, and in some cases 8%, which they pay every 3 months. And again, those particular investments tend to have a little more volatility on your principal. But as a portion, if you had something generating 7% for you, I would think that that's a pretty good income stream if, in fact, there was no particular need for the principal. So there are things out there that you can generate a much better return than you would in your traditional CDs and government bonds.
And that's why, folks, if you want to protect and grow your wealth, you need to give the professionals at Buena Vista Investment Management here in Wisconsin Rapids a call at 715-422-0700, 422-0700. They have the tools, they have the information to put together an investment plan that's going to work for you. And I guess that's the other thing we need to impress on people, Peter, is that every investor is different, and you get to know your investors in a very personal way. You make sure that that's a win-win partnership.
As part of my training at Merrill Lynch, we had to go through the certified planning, financial planning process, and to randomly select investments without really an overall view, I don't think is a really prudent professional way to go about it. And so each person's situation is somewhat different, and so consequently, I think the one of the keys is to matching up the investment objectives to the investments. And it's something that oftentimes when I see portfolios, I go, well, what's the direction here? It's a bunch of mishmash things that got thrown together. Nothing's more famous than going to a cocktail party and getting a tip, and you buy it, and you don't even know what you're buying, but your buddy told you to buy it. And inevitably, it goes down, and then you're sitting on it forever because you don't want to take the loss. And so, I think I guess the way I view it is, if you are sick, you go to a doctor.
Right.
If you need legal advice, you go to a lawyer. If your teeth are need a repair, you go to a dentist. I just find it so interesting that so many people feel that they can do their own financial planning. And, one of my pet peeves is that, wouldn't you think in the academic world, the high school or whatever, that finance should be a mandatory class?
I mean, I would think so.
We have to take music, we have to take art, we have to do all these things. But, some of those things you use, some of you don't. But I don't know anyone that doesn't have a need to have some financial education. And so since there isn't that type of thing, good financial advisors and planners are a very valuable asset for investors.
And that's why on this segment every month we're going to do some educating about investment opportunities, the risks, taking a look at the economy from a local standpoint, and also, as you folks feel more comfortable, give Peter a call. We've had an introduction today about a lot of things involving fixed income investments, and I'm sure you're going to have a number of other topics you want to touch on. But again, the number to call is 715-422-0700. Peter, this has been very interesting. Any final word of economic advice you'd care to?
Well, I don't know if I have it's economic advice, but on the side, I've been a coach for 32 years, and I kind of like liking this show and what we're trying to do there. The coaching is try to instruct, try and make it an opportunity for investors to maybe get a little more insights, get some wisdom, and so I really look forward to our getting this up up and going, and hope we're some value to the investors out there listening, and we'll be talking about a lot of different topics.
It should be interesting. Thank you very much, sir. And that's going to do it for this edition of Financial Insights from